So you're here to tell people that fracking is good?
Oh, fracking is, that's what keeps me wealthy. And without my wealth, how would I ever provide jobs for these poor, uneducated peons of the world?
But there are some people who would say it's not creating wealth because it's destroying the land where farmers and other people are making a living from.
Oh, nonsense. The world changes. We have to shift. You know, I have a franchise business going that we're taking fracking brine, and for only $1,000, you can buy the rights to our label and use fracking brine to make pickles.
Well, that sounds potentially quite dangerous for people's health.
Not at all. Frickles? Are you kidding me? Frickles are delicious. And do you think that the traditional frickles with pickles with potassium nitrate, vinegar, acetic acid, and so forth, do you think they're not dangerous for people's health? I can't help what people do to their own health. So frickles are good, and they're really easy to find because they glow in the dark.
Okay, well, tell us your name, please.
It's Phil Markham, and I am a fractillionaire. I've made my money fracking. I own a farm in Steuben County.
I see your sign says robber barons are alive and fracking.
Well, some people call me a robber baron, so I'll let them do that. I'll identify with that. But remember, it's the robber barons who create jobs. It's the robber barons who stand up for people's rights and fund for gun rights and things like that. Where do you think the Tea Party gets their funding? They get their funding from my friends David and Charlie Koch.
Well, so what would you like to see happen here today with Governor Cuomo?
Well, I'd like to see him open the doors right up to hydrofracking, that more people could become trillionaires that way, and so could he.
Okay, thank you, Bo.